Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Thank you very much indeed for your messages. As I say, still coming through. I'll get round to them as soon as I can, I promise you. But I must move on now, because every year, tens of thousands get together to help make a difference in their community. CSV Make a Difference Day is the biggest day of volunteering in the UK. Did you know that? So big, in fact, it now lasts for 2 weeks. There are all kinds of good deeds going on in Leicestershire and Rutland. And BBC Radio Leicester's Julie Mayer is out in the Narborough Road area of Leicester to get her fingers dirty and muck in.
Well, you know me, I don't mind mucking in, and you can probably hear in the background there's lots of shoveling and raking and lots going on in the garden of this house that provides accommodation for refugees. The Refugee Action help to provide the accommodation, among other things, and Aidan Hallett is from Refugee Action. So apart from providing accommodation, what else do you do?
Well, our main role is to provide advice for asylum seekers about the support and accommodation that they're entitled to claim from the Home Office while they're waiting for their claim to be decided. And that's mostly done in our office in the centre of town. But we've got this particular project because we're really concerned that there are a significant number of people, asylum seekers, who are destitute, who don't have any support, who don't know where they're going to sleep tonight, who don't know what they're going to eat today. And particularly we're concerned about women who can be very vulnerable to sort of exploitation. So we're starting this project, and we're just getting the house ready to provide a guarantee of accommodation support for up to 6 months for six women who are destitute. And whilst they're here, they don't have to worry about where they're going to sleep, and they can then concentrate with us and with our specialist worker on looking at what happened, what went wrong, why did they end up destitute, and what can we do about it now?
What sort of situations are these women coming from?
Well, they're coming from all the usual countries, I'm afraid, you know, Zimbabwe, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Somalia. They're coming from countries which are very, very difficult countries in conflict or, you know, where there's persecution going on. And so they're coming to Britain hoping for safety. Most of them, the Home Office hasn't accepted their claims. And for many of them, they're trying to put evidence together to present to the Home Office to say, look, here's something else that's relevant to me. Will you have a look at this, please? But for most of them, they're in the position where the Home Office said, sorry, we don't believe you. But they're saying, I'm sorry, I'm too scared. I can't go home because I know what awaits me when I go home.
So it's sort of like they're in this sort of... how can you describe it? It's sort of like a middle road.
Yeah, they're in a sort of a limbo.
Looking for nowhere to go.
Yeah, as long as they can't persuade the Home Office that they're telling the truth, the Home Office won't support them.
Yeah,
but they're really scared, and you know, I mean, they wouldn't be taking the chances. They wouldn't be moving from house to house every night. They wouldn't be sometimes sleeping rough. You know, they wouldn't be doing that just for a laugh. They're doing it because they're really worried. They're really worried about what happens to them if they have to go home to their country. And so one of the things we hope to do is sit down with them when they've got the safety and security of somewhere, a roof over their head. We
want to
sit down with them and say, OK, what can we do about this now, if we can do anything? But at least it buys us some time and buys them some time to really have a long, hard look at the bigger picture rather than just, where do I go tonight?
Well, obviously, it's all hands to the deck to make this garden of the house presentable. And helping to do that are some volunteers from the Leicester de Montfort University. Glenn White is a volunteer support officer. How many guys have you got here working with you?
We've got eight volunteers here today. So they're all student volunteers through the Students' Union Volunteer Programme. We offer lots of one-off events like this. This is part of it's a campaign run by the CSV, the Community Service Volunteers, all across the UK. And it's all to do with our Make a Difference Day programme. And we get involved with local organisations, local charities, and we run these one-off events.
So what exactly have you got to do here in this garden?
Today we're basically sort of tidying up the garden, making it a nice place to live, basically. So we're sort of cleaning up.
Clearing the rubbish out. You've got a heap of rubbish at the side of you here.
Yeah, it's amazing how many, you know, in such a short space of time, what a great difference these guys have made.
So I'm just counting the bags. There's six over there. There's two, three, four, five, six. There's probably about two dozen bags here. A heap of rubbish. Surprising how much clearing you have to do in a garden. It looks like you've got your work cut out for you here, and you've got to get it ready by when?
Well, we're here till about 3 o'clock today, and then we're actually, I think we've got contractors in the house over the next week, and then we're coming back hopefully on the 10th of November to help with